All right, Richard Roper is with us, and let's talk about this documentary, No Safe Spaces.
So our friend Adam Carolla, who is, as of now, still has the most downloaded podcast in all the world, but people know him from Crank Anchors and The Man Show and all sorts of things. Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager, as you mentioned, a conservative talk show host, they've been going on the road, actually kind of doing, you know, those joint appearances where two people step on stage and they talk about free speech. And the film is mostly about, and I think it...
So Prager's the new Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, in fact, but they don't do anything with trampolines, speaking of, go back to The Man Show. But, you know, Dennis Prager's an interesting guy because, yeah, he is a conservative talk show host, but he's a very learned man. And he's got a lot of interesting things to say, as does Adam Carolla. These are two very different guys, as they'll tell you. But that's what some of the fun of these tours when two kind of disparate, you know, types get together. But this is mostly talking about how, especially campuses, but also other factions of the far left have moved to shut down voices they don't believe in, people that they don't agree with. And the point that this film is making is that that's just as dangerous as when people on the alt-right are trying to silence voices from the left. And it's all about free speech. And as we all know, the easiest thing in the world is to defend your right to free speech. The most difficult thing is to defend the right to just free speech to someone whose ideas you find abhorrent. They have some amazing examples here. And, you know, sometimes it's a little cherry picking, but these are all real life instances that have happened in the last couple of years on Yale, on the campus of Yale, which would not be considered normally a conservative bastion and is certainly a place of great higher learning.
Mm-hmm.
The students wanted the Yale administration to issue a very strict set of guidelines about what costumes you could wear for Halloween so that nobody would get triggered. The administrators at Yale said, you know, you're grown-ass kids getting one of the greatest educations anybody can get in the world. We will trust you to make your decisions. We are not going to dictate what costumes you should wear. A liberal professor thought that was a good thing. And what we have here is a clip where this liberal professor is just about being run out of Yale because a group of students said that he had created an atmosphere of violence and hatred because he wasn't telling them what costumes they and other people should wear.
So I have a vision of us as people, as human beings, that is interested not in what is different among us, but what is the same, okay? So I believe, even though I'm not like you in the sense of my superficial appearance, that I can sit down and talk to you and understand your predicament. You know, that I can listen to you. If that's not true, if you deny that, then what is the reason that you asked to be heard? Yes,
what
thank you.
What you did was create space for violence to happen.
That I disagree with. That
no.
I disagree.
No. No.
I disagree.
It's not a debate.
I am sick looking at you. I am disgusted watching Alex argue with you. You are not listening. You are disgusting.
And now I want your job to be taken from you.
You know, and you
sounds
see
like
this
Congress,
and you go, this is insanity. The whole point of college, of course, is to be exposed to ideas that may unnerve you, that may be anathema to you, that you may
challenge you,
violently disagree with. And I don't mean violently physically. And on many college campuses, there's this thought of, you know, like these safe spaces where you can go and think and no one will be able to say anything that will trigger you. It's kind of not the point of college and free speech and debate. And as he was trying to have a debate there, the professor for students to yell, this is not a debate. We want your job. You should get a refund, parents, if that's what your kids are getting from you. So I think the film does a great job of pointing this out.
I have to go back
and
understand what was the professor's...
The professor's stance was we shouldn't have to tell... These students, there was a group of students that said, we want to be told. We want official guidelines. And obviously, they wanted Yale to say, if you can't wear costumes that are racist, offensive. Of course, what Yale was saying is, well, obviously, if something happens that is... you know, horrible or bigoted or racist or is, you know, threatening to people, we will deal with it. But how do you issue, what is the costumes guideline going to say? And that's what the point of Yale was. You're adults. You're all 18 or older. You need to make these decisions for yourself. We're not, and because the professor agreed with that, this group of students was saying that the professor was encouraging a climate of violence by not telling them what to do. And this is what this film points out. And, you know, the filmmakers do a very good job of, you know, look, and again, this isn't happening everywhere, but, you know, there was another campus in Washington State where they told all the white professors and administrators to go home for the day. That was like the movement, just so kind of to feel like what it's like on the other side when, you know, there wasn't inclusion. And a professor said, well, you know, I'm going to show up and do my job. And they went after him. You know, students went after him and said he was racist because he showed up for his job. So these are extreme examples of far left activism on campuses that really aren't sort of getting the point of free speech. That's the larger point of this. And Carolla and Prager themselves, and we've seen these stories too, whether it's Ann Coulter or other people, where they've been scheduled to speak on campus, and the, right. you know, the administration, a lot of times the administrations take, I think, the cowardly way out, and they just cancel speeches. And to me, it's more like, if you don't want to see Ann Coulter, don't go see her.
You know, boycott it. Northwestern, we just saw it.
Yeah, I mean,
with everything
yeah.
that unfolded with the student newspaper.
Exactly.
Very much fits
the
into
the student
this.
Newspaper where the journalists or, you know, wannabe journalists apologize for doing their jobs, right. for doing the job of journalists.
Because some and students may have been offended. Because
how people dare might have been you offended. Contact me?
And ask me questions. Or even in public arenas.
Not you even. Know, how dare yeah. you ask me if I want to be asked questions?
Yeah. So this, I think it's a valuable film. I'm giving it 3 stars. I would have liked to see more interviews with some of these students who have taken these extreme positions, where you could sit down with them when they're not so emotional and not in the middle of a protest and say, let's talk about this. And maybe they tried. But, you know, Prager and Carolla, we see a lot of their, you know, speeches together. And again, you know, I don't agree with a lot of Dennis Prager's ideas, but the idea that he should be shut down is insane.
Well, when, you know, one student screaming at the professor that he's disgusting because he's refusing to limit the creativity
Yes.
of the students in their costume choices. I mean, as long as that they are, you know, not intended to offend or trigger or, mm-hmm. you know, play on stereotypes.
He's not going to treat them like children and say, you can't do this, because you should know when you are a college student
exactly.
what is acceptable or and
it,
what is not.
And it should be wonderful teaching moments. And in some cases, there have been, you know, and there have been classes where this has been talked out. But, you know, there's a lot of students who believe the First Amendment is very dangerous, and that's a dangerous belief. So it's well done, and it's not a lecture all the time, too. They do some fun things where they do sort of like, you know, back in the day, Schoolhouse Rock things, where they have the First Amendment singing a song, but then it gets gunned down in cartoon style because no one wants to give the... I'm the First Amendment! I'm the very first one!
What? Where do people find this?
It's playing in a lot of theaters all across the country, actually, opening this weekend.
Oh, see, now so. I'm afraid I have to protest that, because why is it not available in my house now?
See, there you go.
Like,
so how dare they put
right.
this?
Right. He's saying, I'm offended that it's not showing up in some streaming service. It's called No Safe Spaces. I'm assuming it's going to be on a streaming platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
Soon.
Adam always puts everything everywhere. And listen, it's always an argument for free speech. It, you know, we've seen it in Chicago as much as any place in the world, whether it was Martin Luther King marching or, you know, the infamous case of the idiot Illinois Nazis who wanted to march through Skokie because they knew that that would be something that would get a lot of attention because right. of the Jewish population. And the best, you know, commentary on the Illinois Nazis ever is the movie The Blues Brothers, where you see what fools they are.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Exactly.
It's one of the greatest movie lines of all times. All right. Well, thank you, Richard. Appreciate that. Also, just very quickly, I got about 20 seconds here. Two Popes, Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. How
many
stars?
2.5 stars for that. More of a theatrical experience than a movie experience.
Okay. And then The Moody's, Fox Limited series.
That's great. Check it out. That's just on regular old Fox television. Dennis, Larry, Elizabeth Perkins, a Chicago area family getting everybody together for Christmas. No matter what your faith, you can relate to this extended dysfunctional family.
All right. We got the news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way.